السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن إبراهيم كان أمة قانتا لله حنيفا ولم يك من المشركين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من حج لله فلم يرفث ولم يفسق رجع كيوم ولدته أمه، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الأمي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. Let's read the Sharif. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. Respected elders and dear listeners, in few days' time, inshallah, we are going to commence the month of Dhul-Hijjah, inshallah ta'ala. Today is the 20th of Dhul-Qa'dah. So we've got about roughly 9-10 days left for the month of Dhul-Hijjah to begin. And as we know, the month of Dhul-Hijjah is the last Islamic month. The month of Dhul-Hijjah. The lunar calendar is the last month of it, Dhul-Hijjah. And when the month of Dhul-Hijjah comes, it reminds us of the prime incident that took place in the life of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. You know, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he was one of the greatest prophet of Allah. After Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was one of the great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the month of Dhul-Hijjah comes, it reminds us of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And if we look in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we'll see that he went through many tests and sacrifices all through his life. From the time that he was a young boy up until the later stage in his life was full of tests and sacrifices. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam ki zindagi ko agar hum dekhein, to beshumar imtihanat se wo guzre hain. اور ہر امتحان میں وہ کامیابی سے اترا، کامیابی سے کامیاب، ہر امتحان میں وہ کامیاب رہے. Now if we see the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it also teaches us that if we are faced with any hardship or test in our life, how should we respond? How should we respond to it? Remember, when we have believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when we accept Allah is one and we believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be the last and the final prophet, there might be an occasion that we are faced with challenges and tests. And that is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this world that Allah has created is created for a test. So there will be the test that we will be having to go through our life. Now, how should we respond to that test? We can learn something from the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Do you know the first test that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had to go through was the test of fear? We all know that his father, Azar, he was the one that used to carve the idols. His father, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam's father, was the one who used to carve the idols out of wood, clay and sticks. So when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam saw these idols that he used to carve himself, and then he used to sell those idols to the people. So the people would buy those idols and then they would worship them. People would start worshipping the idols. Now when he saw all these things, that these people are worshipping the idols, he felt that this is something wrong, because I cannot worship these idols. So he started questioning. At a very young age, it comes in narration that he was just 7 years old. He was just 7 years old. From that time onwards, when he looked at these things that people are worshipping these idols, he started questioning that, what are these things that you are worshipping? How can you worship these things? He would see that his father would carve these idols out of wood, and then people would buy those idols and start worshipping them. So now he stood against it. This is something wrong. I can only worship the being who has created me. What Ibrahim alayhi salam say? That I can only worship the being who has created me. If these idols are those who have not created me, how can I worship them? In fact, these idols cannot help themselves. We have made them. You are carving them. They can't help themselves. How can they help us? So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he saw all these idols there, he started questioning. Allah says in the Quran, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا إِبْرَاهِيمَ رُشْدَهُ مِنْ قَبْلُ وَكُنَّا بِهِ عَالِمِينَ إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ وَقَوْمِهِ مَا هَذِهِ التَّمَاثِيلُ الَّتِي أَنْتُمْ لَهَا عَاكِفُونَ. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying to his own father, just imagine, his own father, he's standing against him, that what you're doing is wrong. And he's saying to his own people that these idols that you're worshipping, that is wrong. What is this thing that you are worshipping? And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, هَلْ يَسْمَعُونَكُمْ إِذْ تَدْعُونَ? Do the idol listen to you? Do they hear you when you call them out? أَوْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَضُرُّونَ? Do they benefit you in any way? Do they harm you in any way? So he started questioning. So this was the first test that he had to go through. Because it's not easy when you are alone and you have to stand the full community, your own father is against you. That is a test in itself. So what did the people say? The people said, قَالُوا نَعْبُدُ أَصْنَامًا فَنَظَلُّ لَهَا عَاكِفِينَ. That we are worshipping these idols and we are not ready to stop. We will carry on worshipping these idols. And then when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam asked them, do they benefit you in any way? Do they harm you in any way? What did they say? They didn't say yes. They didn't even say no. They said, قَالُوا بَلْ وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا كَذَلِكَ يَفْعَلُونَ. We have found our forefathers doing the same. What did they say? That we have found our forefathers, because they used to worship the idols, that's why we carry on worshipping the idols. That's what they said. Now Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he's saying, قَالَ أَفَرَأَيْتُمْ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْبُدُونَ أَنْتُمْ وَآبَاؤُكُمُ الْأَقْدَمُونَ فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌّ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. What did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said that all those idols that you are worshipping, and all of them whom your forefathers worshipped, they all are my enemies. I only worship the one who is Rabbul Alameen, the one who has created this entire universe. The one who has created me, I will worship him. I will not worship all these idols that you are worshipping. All of them are my enemies. I will only worship one Allah who is Rabbul Alameen. So this was the test. He was a young boy. He was very young at that age, and he's standing in front of his own father. The full community is against him. And he is calling them towards one Allah. He's calling them towards one Allah. So that was the first test. And then, you know, if we see Quran, you know, so beautiful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran at 73 different occasions Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. 73 different occasions in Quran Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And in 25 different surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In fact, there is one surah in the Quran which is named after Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Surah Ibrahim in Juz 13. So we should read these stories, these incidents that took place in the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا إِذْ قَالَ لِأَبِيهِ يَا أَبَتِ لِمَ تَعْبُدُ مَا لَا يَسْمَعُ وَلَا يُبْصِرُ وَلَا يُغْنِي عَنْكَ شَيْئًا. That remember the story of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he said to his own father, that why are you worshipping these idols who cannot listen to you, who cannot see you, who cannot give you anything, who cannot benefit you in any way. Why are you worshipping these idols? And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam called them towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, Ya abati inni qad ja'ani min al-ilmi ma lam ya'tika fattabi'ani ahdika siratan sawiyya. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, come, I will show you the right path. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the knowledge. I will show you the right path, the path towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then the next thing, very amazing. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said to his own father, he said, Ya abati, inni akhafu an yamassaka adhabun min ar-Rahmani fatakuna lish-shaytani waliya. Allah Allah. What did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Ibrahim alayhi salam said, oh my dear father, I fear, listen to the wordings of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. See how clever and intelligent he was. See the wordings that he's using. He said, oh my father, I fear that the Most Merciful might punish you. He didn't say that I fear that Allah will punish you. He didn't say that. What did he say? He said that I fear that the Most Merciful might punish you. He's saying that it means that for the Most Merciful to punish you, you might have been doing something which is very bad. Only then he'll punish you. That shows the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Most Merciful will punish you, meaning you are doing something which is so bad that the Most Merciful will not even forgive you. He'll not forgive you. And what's that sin? That is the sin of shirk. We know that Allah says in the Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَغْفِرُ أَن يُشْرَكَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرُ مَا دُونَ ذَٰلِكَ لِمَن يَشَاءُ. If Allah wills, Allah can forgive all the other sins. But there is one sin which Allah does not forgive, and that is the sin of shirk. Associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah does not forgive that. May Allah protect all of us from that. So shirk is such a sin that can never be forgiven. So that is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is saying to his own father. That's right. My brothers, we need to remember that when we only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we also need to remember one thing, that we only worship Allah, and we only worship Allah in the way Allah has taught us that we should worship Him. I'll give you an example. For example, we are going to perform our Jumu'ah Salah now. Fard Jumu'ah, we perform 2 rak'ah of Fard Salah. A person cannot come here and say that, you know what, I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So today, in Jumu'ah, I'm going to perform 4 rak'ah of Fard. Because I want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No, that's not allowed. We will worship Allah, and we will worship Allah in a way that we have been taught by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you are doing certain action to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask yourself that have I been taught this by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we worship Allah, and we only worship Allah in the way that Allah has taught us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Not any other way. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa sallam is calling his father towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From that very young age, he understood that there are two forces. One force is from the Creator who have created you, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is another force which is taking you away from the Creator. Now it's upon you, which force do you want to follow? From that very young age. And then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned few qualities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so beautifully. He says, do you know, I only worship that Allah who has created me. Alladhi khalaqani fahuwa yahdeen. That I worship that being who has created me. And who has guided me. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. And Allah is that being that feeds me and quenches my thirst. He is the one who is feeding me. He is the one who is giving me water. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ And Allah is that being that will cause my death and will give me life once again. I will only worship that Allah. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعُ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينَ And Allah is that being that I have hope in that being that is going to help me on the day of Qiyamah. That's what he said. These are the qualities that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned. That I will only worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we all know the story, we won't go into detail. So all these idols were there. So they had one day in a week where they used to go outside. So they said, chalo, Ibrahim, come with us. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, no, I'm not coming. I'm ill of seeing all these idol worshipping that you are doing. So then Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, what did he do? He destroyed all those idols and he left the big one safe. He did not do anything for the big one. So they had different idols, the small idols and the big gods. So he left the big one. He didn't do anything with the big idol, the big god. And what he did was, he hung the axe on the ear of that big god. He hung the axe on the ear of that big god that they used to believe in. Now when these people, when they came back again, they saw all the gods are gone. They are destroyed. So they came and started asking, who have done all of these? قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا إِنَّهُ لَمِنَ الظَّالِمِينَ Who have done these with our gods? Indeed, he is the one who has done very wrong thing. And then, you know, just see, what did the people say at that time? People knew who Ibrahim was, but because they knew that Ibrahim is in trouble now, so they did not want themselves to have any association with Ibrahim alayhi salam. So what did they say? They said, سَمِعْنَا فَتَيْ يَذْكُرُهُمْ يُقَالُ لَهُ إِبْرَاهِيمُ They said, we know a young man there. He is called Ibrahim. We have heard about him. They didn't say, we know Ibrahim who is. But he said, we know there is a young man who was discussing about these idols. So it's probably him. So they were not ready to associate anything with Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And then when they asked Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, قَالُوا مَنْ فَعَلَ هَذَا بِآلِهَتِنَا يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ That who has done these with these idols, these gods, O Ibrahim? What did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? كَبِيرُهُمْ هَذَا فَاسْأَلُوهُمْ إِنْ كَانُوا يَنْتِقُونَ You know that big one? Ask him. He might tell you something. He didn't lie there. He didn't lie. He said, you know that big god there that you've got? Ask that big one. He might answer you. He might tell you who did all of these things. So nevertheless, for a split moment, it comes in narration, for a split moment they understood that what this boy is calling towards, it's right. But then all the different thoughts came to their mind and they said, no. We'll carry on worshipping the idols. They did not stop. And then what did they do? They planned against Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and they decided to throw him in fire. They decided to throw Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam in fire. We know all that story, we're not going into that detail. But then when he found out that I'm going to be thrown in fire, what did Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did? What did Ibrahim alayhi salam say? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam said, Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil. Allah is enough for me and He is the best disposer of all the matters. Allah is enough for me. They said, قَالُوا حَرِّقُوهُ وَانْصُرُوا آلِهَتَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ فَاعِلِينَ Burn to death Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Ibrahim alayhi salam said, Allah is enough for me. So now, you know these tests that Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam went through, it teaches me and you something. What is it? That once we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once we accept Allah to be one, once we believe in Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there will be tests and challenges coming through our way. There will be the tests and challenges that we need to face. So at that time, we should not say that, oh, Maulvi sahab kya kare, karobar ke liye sood lena padta hai. Nahi. If those things are haram, is haram, no matter what you have to face. When something is haram, we have to make sure that we have to stay away from it. There will be tests and challenges coming through our way, but we need to be firm on our iman and yaqeen. That will take us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the story, the incident of the life of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, it teaches us that when we face any challenges, when we go through any tests and challenges in our life, we have to be firm on our iman. Our iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should even be more. You know, it comes, إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِذَا أَحَبَّ عَبْدًا ابْتَلَاهُ When Allah loves someone, Allah lets him pass all those tests. Allah gives that person tests so that he can become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. عِظَمُ الْأَجْرِ مَعَ عِظَمِ نِبْتَلَاهُ. The greater the test that a person is facing, the greater the reward he will get from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the incident of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us that when we face any challenges, any test, and it will come, you know, life is a test, it will come, there will be a test that will be coming in our life. But at that time, our focus should be on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we need to ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is the only one that can take out of those challenges and difficulties. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability to act upon what's being said. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله. حي على الصلاة. حي على الصلاة. حي على الفلاح. حي على الفلاح. الله أكبر, الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.